Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh appears to be heading to Washington as President-elect Joe Biden's nominee for Labor Secretary. And that means the 2021 Boston mayoral race is now wide open. Joining us now to discuss the race is WBUR political analyst Michael Curry, President and CEO of the League of Massachusetts Community Health Centers and a national NAACP board member. Michael, good morning. Thanks for speaking with us this morning and welcome to the new year.
Good morning, Bob, and Happy New Year.
You know, until yesterday, it was widely expected that Marty Walsh would seek a third term as mayor of Boston and be a formidable candidate. So how does Walsh's absence from the ballot, possible absence from the ballot, assuming he's confirmed, change the shape of the mayoral race ahead?
Yeah, I think we know that in Boston, if you're the incumbent, and you have amassed a war chest, as Mayor Walsh had done, over $6 million ending out the year, that it was almost a foregone conclusion that he would be reelected. I think I made an analogy, Bob, to a sports analogy, to it's like going into Foxborough to play the Patriots. You know that you're likely to lose. It's not a guarantee, but you're likely to lose. And then finding out that Tom Brady's not playing. So I think the reality is, for a field of candidates, some we know, some that are rumored, the field is, the opportunity is wide open to become the next mayor of Boston after Kim Janey serves out this interim period. And she may be a candidate as well.
Right. Kim Janey, city council president, will take over as the interim mayor after Walsh leaves, again, assuming that he does leave. Let's talk about the two candidates we know who are in the race, both Boston city councilors Michelle Wu and Andrea Campbell. Does Walsh's departure help one more than the other, do you think?
I don't know. I think people have been prognosticating for a while about Michelle Wu's chances, and that she's been aspiring to become the mayor of the city of Boston for a long time. I think dating back to some political moves that would eventually make her city council president at one time. But the reality is, once it's wide open, the city will be divided. And I think that's a good thing. But at the same point, there'll be a lot of candidates. You'll have the city's African-American population looking to finally crack the ceiling on a Black mayor. Kim Janey will assume that role in an interim basis, but people will want to see if the city under new leadership of an African-American or a Latino will make a difference and lead us in a new direction around racial justice and equity. You have a powerful candidate like Aaron Michaelowicz coming out of the State House, who's amassed quite amount of money, almost, I think, $500,000 ending out the year, over $500,000. Michelle Wu, over $500,000. Andrea Campbell with a war chest. Others falling well below that. So it really means, do you have the money, the resources, the machine ready to go to give you a chance to win this election?
And it'll be a big field, won't it?
It will. I mean, there's a lot of rumored names. Steve Tompkins, Suffolk County Sheriff, John Barrows, who was a candidate for mayor at one time and has been working under the Walsh administrations. People have mentioned Sonia Chang Diaz, John Santiago, Dr. Santiago coming out of the State House as well. Ricardo Arroyo has been mentioned. I mentioned Errol Michaelowicz, Michael Flaherty, Ed Flynn, Nick Collins, who I think has been eyeing this mayoral position for a long time and has created some great relationships across the city, and Anissa Asabi George. And others I've heard are starting to ask and look around. So we could have a very crowded field. And again, there's rich diversity in Boston. And I think in these early stages of the election, a rich, diverse field of men, women, people of color is a great thing for the city of Boston.
Well, what about Kim Janey? Do you think that she might toss her hat in since she will be interim mayor?
Yeah, I think, you know, one, she takes the benefit that I mentioned earlier for Mayor Walsh with $6 million in his war chest. She takes the benefit of being an incumbent. It's uncertain how long she'll serve because Biden administration has some time before they have to put Mayor Walsh through the process to get him confirmed to be the labor secretary. The timing of that means that it impacts the time of how long she would serve as interim mayor. So what that means is she'll benefit from a period of time of actually being mayor, being the first African-American mayor. And I'll just say, and I say this personally, as a person who was very emotional when Governor Patrick became our first African-American governor in 2006, and when Barack Obama became our first African-American president in 2008, I think people will be teary-eyed and emotional when Kim Janey takes that interim role as mayor. And I think she'll be very anxious to launch her own campaign, and she'd be a viable candidate. She has a war chest to build. She has a name recognition to build across the city, but she will make a very viable and a quality candidate for this race.
So one last question, Michael Curry. What do you think the chances are that the city of Boston will end up with a person of color as mayor when the election is held this fall?
I think it's very likely. I think the stars are aligned for the city of Boston. I remind people all the time that when you think about every mayor in the history of the city of Boston, and I repeat that, every mayor in the history of the city of Boston has been a white male. So that begs the question, have we left talent on the table? There's a lot of bright young women and young men who grow up with aspirations of leading this city, who are Black and brown, who are LGBTQ, who have been shut out of that opportunity. So I'm hoping that this city, post George Floyd, post this pandemic, is thinking very inclusive about who can lead the city of Boston. But I think there's a great crop of candidates who are coming up, who are of many races, to make this an even greater city.
Michael Curry, president and CEO of the League of Massachusetts Community Health Centers and a national NAACP board member, thanks as always for speaking with us.
Thank you.